Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Deen Show. This week, we're going to be talking about the verbatim word of God. That's right, the Quran. You've read every other book out there. Maybe you don't even like to read. All right, so no problem. We're going to be verbally giving you and visually some of the different proofs out there that you can see now, okay? It's going to become something that, you know what, after we talk about it, you're going to start to envision it. And if you're sincere, you're going to be like, you know what? This stuff that they're talking about, this is not no hocus pocus mumbo jumbo. This stuff makes sense, you know? And maybe you've tuned into some of the previous shows, or this is your first time. And you're going to hear many of the things that just make good old common sense. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with some of the evidences for this way of life that's from the Creator, that's calling you to paradise and helping you avoid the hellfire. It's a scary place that you don't want to be. We'll be right back with more on The Deen Show.
It comes to you the truth and the attribute of the one who created you, that he's one and alone running this universe, that he doesn't become born, he doesn't die, he doesn't eat and go to the bathroom. This is not God.
The problem here is,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Who was Jesus worshipping?
Because it's recorded in the Gospels. Despite all of the other issues about the Gospels, we put those aside. We just say it's mentioned there that Jesus worshipped God.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be on you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
How are you, Eddie?
Most of us say, good, thank God. How's everything with yourself?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Now, we're getting into the program. You know, on The Deen Show, we talk about serious matters, serious issues. You know, we have people, you know, put the baseball, football, and all the, you know, nighttime, daytime dramas that are out there. You know, a lot of it's a waste of time, okay? Some good organic entertainment, there's nothing wrong with that. But we should have a balanced life. We should know what the purpose of life is, and not according to our whims and desires. You know, we know that, look, design, in the case of designer, that, you know, we didn't make the sun, nor did, you know, Bill Gates or any of the presidents or any human being. But there's a creator who orchestrated this, and he's the one who should tell us how to live our lives.
Yes.
And we need proof. So is it true that Islam is just not about blind faith, that, you know, we jump into this using...
As a matter of fact, you're mandated in the Quran to contemplate the creation of the universe. And it's a feature of the believers. And the opposite of it, if you look at Surah Al-Mulk, people in hellfire are talking and saying, وَلَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. If you really listened and contemplated and tried to comprehend what was being said to us, we would not be here in hellfire. So using mind and reason is one of the fundamentals of Islam to realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that the most fearful of him are the true knowledgeable scholars, because they know this cannot be done.
Yeah.
This greatness and this glory cannot be done by other than the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So do we have that problem? You know, we got our brothers in humanity, you know, the not yet Muslims, and, you know, others who, you know, they believe in Jesus, but somewhere they took a wrong turn and they started worshiping this mighty messenger who we love. No Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes in Jesus. We believe that Jesus was a Muslim also, because a Muslim
and a mighty prophet of Islam.
Because a Muslim is one who submits to the will of God.
Yes.
But now when you talk with them and you know, go back and forth and you try to explain to them that nowhere did Jesus ever claim he was God, and you talk about, you know, look, he prayed to God. And God can't die, but you say Jesus died, so they get stuck, and then they'll be like, you know what? It's a mystery. You just got to believe. You got to just have faith. Do we have that problem where now we
No, you have to have faith, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his mercy upon us, provide us with eternal proofs.
Evidence.
Evidence.
So
scientific evidence.
So
objective evidence.
So we come to this truth based on evidence. Then we put our emotions and we put all
the
faith behind it.
And then we have the proof. And then within, on top of that proof, we have the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our God, the Almighty God, Creator. And then we move on. And the miracles of the Quran, being the last, you know, a prophet of God, is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you're not going to have any other prophets. As I said, they're eternal evidence. They're logical. They're scientific. They're objective. It's not like, for example, Moses, peace be upon him, parted the Red Sea. I have no doubt that he did that because it's in the Quran. But if you were not witnessing it, then it has to be the credibility of whoever is telling you the story a generation later.
Same thing with Jesus, right?
Exactly.
We believe in those miracles that he did.
Absolutely, because they are in the Quran. But with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his miracles were physical. He has many, you know, physical miracles and also logical and scientific miracles that without doubt, if you have a third grade education, you would know that this has to be the Prophet of God and God exists and the Quran is the verbatim word of God, unaltered, unchanged in the same original language as it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Well, let's not waste any time. Talk to us about some of these
miracles. Let's look at one of the greatest miracles of the Quran. If you go to Surah Al-Anbiya, it's the chapter of the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 12 to 14 describes how the evolvement of a human embryo in a mother's womb. He said that we created a man from a nutfah, a piece of clot. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا. And then we made it into, and listen to the wording, a piece of chew. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عَلَقًا. And that piece of chew, we made it into a leech-like organism. And then out of that mudgha, we created bones, and then we fleshed him with tissue. Very specific, descriptive stages of evolvement. That was there 1400 years ago. Till the advent of electronic microscopes, people did not understand what do you mean by a piece of chew in a womb of a mother. Maybe something that we ate in the stomach, but how is it in the womb of a mother? And then when people looked with the electronic microscope, said, subhanAllah, and non-Muslim people, that it's not like forced interpretation, but actually the dean of embryology, Dr. Keith Moore, if you go on YouTube and type Keith Moore Islam, he would be giving you that certification.
Descriptions of the human embryo in the Quran cannot be based on scientific knowledge in the 7th century.
This is exactly pinpoint accurate description, as if you look in through an electronic microscope. Only Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not have an electronic microscope 1400 years ago, only 60 years ago. People had it. And why is it called piece of chew? When you chew into something, what is the effect? You're going to have teeth marks. What are these teeth marks? In the microscopic level, these teeth marks are the places where your backbone started to branch out. And you're going to have a slide of that. So next to that, not only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to us what the next phase would look like, but also shows an example of showing us how it would function like. It would be ourselves like a leech that latches into the wall of the womb of a mother to suck nutrients out. So not only it looks like a leech, but it actually functions like a leech. And then the bones are created and then fleshed. How would an illiterate man 1400 years ago give us pinpoint accurate scientific description that can only be seen into an electronic microscope 60 years ago? Dr. Keith Moore said, I have no doubt that this is the creator of man, God, revealing that to Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him.
Descriptions of the human embryo in the Quran cannot be based on scientific knowledge in the 7th century. The only reasonable conclusion is that these descriptions were revealed to Muhammad from God.
This is amazing. So there's no way that a human being could have known these things. It's impossible.
It's virtually impossible. And that's why this is an eternal. This miracle, 1,000 years from now, would still be that miraculous. Because again, 1,000 years, then Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had 1,400 years difference between the advent of the first microscope and the wording of Allah. And he tells you, it's not me, I reveal to you what God is revealing to me.
I'm sure you've read a lot of books. Is there any other book that is out there that A, makes the claim that, look, this book is from the Creator, okay, and describes the process of creation, these simple facts? Is there any book like that?
There is nothing like that, but actually some of the Islamophobes found some Greek guy by the name of Galien. What Galien did is that Gid did fetuses out of miscarriages and dissect them to see what they look like. And they claim that this knowledge was with the Greeks and Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam copied it. But when you listen to the true scientists, not the Islamophobes, we tell you, no, Prophet Muhammad is talking about microscopic phases that can only be seen by a microscope,
But he wasn't claiming that he was God, this
no,
guy.
No. Okay. No. He was just a guy who getting, you know, miscarriage pieces of flesh and dissecting him without knowing anything about the micro, and he never mentioned the early microscopic phases that Prophet Muhammad
mentioned. All right, we're going to be back with more with these facts, not fiction, here on The Dean Show.
He is the maintainer. You say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is attended our faith to believe in and love Jesus Christ.
Why is it then when it comes to one of the most important decisions in life, we literally abuse ourselves? It's not that the main thing we're looking for is to see what type of money he has so that he can treat my daughter like a princess. It's not about that.
He is the one who protects us from hunger. Back here on the Dean Show, and we're giving evidences, proofs. People want proof, and we're giving them to them on this episode of the Dean Show, that indeed the Quran is the verbatim word of God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and earth, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the final messenger of God. And look, I just want to drive this point home real quick. You know, there's a lot of books written out there, okay? But, I mean, this is just a small detail, but it's major, because people will say, look, all these religions, and they're making these claims, and then, you know, they'll just put everything on hold. But it's not really hard. If you want the truth, you don't have to dig too deep. It's right there. I mean, I just asked you a question. Are there, like, thousands of books that are like, hey, you know, every other day someone's printing one saying, look, I'm the creator, I'm your God, and they have these, like, you know, facts is like we talked about the
scientific miracles.
Scientific miracles. There are. There's only one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's nothing
like it in any other book.
You get the point I'm trying to make.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
why should we doubt it?
And I think some of the brothers out there who are non-Muslim or atheist, sometimes they get put off by man-made theologies and say all religion is like that.
Because
that's a big mistake.
Because I mean, let's talk candidly. You do have a book that we respect, you know, has the word of God in it, but it's been changed, it's been altered.
Yes.
That's the Bible, is that right?
Yes.
So is this why now you had, you know, the church?
A lot of people had that, but then what I ask him is that if you had a bad experience with a doctor, that doesn't mean that we need to ban medicine.
Exactly.
That we need to close down all hospitals and all doctors, because then you'd be only hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind and listen. And what we're offering here is scientific, objective proofs. The second major one that I want to talk about is the creation of the universe. In 1925, you know, the Big Bang Theory came in, that the entire universe was one mass, and there was a huge explosion, and out of that massive explosion, you know, the stars and the planets have happened. The Big Bang Theory. SubhanAllah, how would Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you look at the Quran, in Surah Al-Anbiya, the Prophets, chapter 21, when he says, didn't the disbelievers see that heavens and earth were one enjoined body, and then we tore it apart? How would he possibly know how the universe started billions of years ago? And as if that is not enough, look at the frontier project of NASA right now. They're looking for a sign of life on Mars, spending about probably close to $1 billion, $600 billion on it, over going $1 trillion. What are they looking for as a sign of life? Are they looking for emails, furniture? You know, they're looking for water, because you find water, you're going to find life. The same verse in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, that told us how the universe started, is telling us what is the source of life in the universe, the continuation of it, and out of water, we have created every living thing. How would Prophet Muhammad know that? And as if that is not enough, you go to Surah Fussilat, chapter 41. The scientists would tell you that massive explosion, the stars and the planets did not come out like that. It was in the condition of smoke, huge light years areas of smoke, and then it got so intense inside it that the stars are born and the planets are born. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala settled to the heavens when it was in a condition of smoke, and said to it and to earth, come. They said, we come willingly. How would anyone imagine that, you know, the hills and the camels and the planet were smoke? But if it is the creator of heavens and earth, then, and that has been revealed to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you know it. And then the third phase, just recently, scientists discovered that that Big Bang is still happening. That explosion, the edges of the universe are still echoing and expanding at the edges of the universe. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, chapter 51, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. And the skies, the heavens, we have created with our own powers, and we are expanding them.
This is the Creator talking. The
Creator 1400 years ago. In the Quran. And then subhanAllah, the Quran is filled with it. And as we have more knowledge, as technology advances, we discover these miracles that people did not know just 100 years ago. For example, in the beginning of the chapter, the Romans chapter 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Muhammad SAW, and he said it to the Muslims that, you know, there was a continuous, you know, win and lose battles between the Romans and the Persians being the two major powers. He said that غُلِبَتْ الروم فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ. The Romans will be defeated fi adnal ard, in the lowest point of earth. And then within few years, within 10 years, they would be victorious again. Not only that the same thing happened, that the Persians defeated the Romans first, and then the Romans had a major defeat over them, but then with the advent of satellites, that place with that battle satellites told us that it's actually the lowest topographical point on the face of the earth. It's exactly 393 meters below the sea surface, and the location is there by Route 90 in Palestine today. How would Prophet Muhammad have knowledge that can only be gained by satellites? But it's not Prophet Muhammad. He tells you it's not me. The creator of the future, of the past, of heavens and earth and history, and the most knowledgeable of everything is revealing it to me. How would Prophet Muhammad know if he's not the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
There's no way.
There's no other way around it.
And is he asking for all your money? Is he asking for you to kill yourselves, to, you know, just lock yourself in a room and, you know, abandon women, not get married? Is he asking you to do something bizarre
and
weird?
Everything that Islam asks of you is to empower you.
To empower you?
Empower you. Either benefit you or protect you. There's nothing. In the matter of fact, the calling of prayers that you held so many times, we say what? Hayya ala salah, come to prayers, and then hayya ala al-falah. Hayya ala al-falah means come to success. And if you look at any human being who followed the blueprint of the Creator, not Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad is revealing to us the message, the blueprint sincerely, he empowered himself. He became the most successful human being that he could possibly be. Living the most joyful, satisfying, fulfilling life all the way on the straight path of God to the eternal utmost success of paradise. That's what Islam is about.
That's amazing. We're going to be right back with more with Imam Mustafa Zaid, talking about these miracles, facts, not fiction, here on The Deen Show. We'll be right back. He is the
maintainer. Coming to the truth requires two things. It requires deep thinking that you've already done, but it requires another step, and that's courage. If you have the truth, but you don't have courage, you won't stand up for the truth. And that's as good as standing up for falsehood.
I would say this thing that you just told me, it's not in the scripture. And they would say, a marginal note added by a scribe, yeah, okay, we know that. And I'd be thinking, if you know this is not the Bible, why are you preaching it as if it's gospel truth?
Back here on The Deen Show, and we're giving some evidences, some proofs. We know that the message is simple to understand. I mean, that's something that's amazing, because if you look at many of the man-made religions that are out there, you know, they're just confusing, esoteric, doesn't make sense. You got to just, you know, be someone who's got to do a lot of mental gymnastics to make this whole Trinity work out, someone dying for your sins. Islam is just, you know...
The truth is simple and easy. That's the truth.
Yeah. Worship the Creator, not the creation. You know, prepare for the day of judgment, accountability. You know, the Hitlers of the world, they're going to be held accountable. They can get away with things in this life. You can have all the money to pay off the politicians, the criminals getting away with...
But you're going to be accountable.
But it makes sense. Day of judgment, okay? Yep. And this is one of the beliefs. Paradise, hellfire. So continue on with some of these miracles you discuss.
And in the book, The Prophecies of Muhammad, I mentioned one of the greatest miracles of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and a lot of people are not aware of it. And I compare it to one of the greatest miracles of all time, which is Moses, peace be upon him, Musa alayhi salam, parting the Red Sea into two gigantic mountains of waters and drowning the Pharaoh. The similar miracle of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and my challenge out there is that there's no Prophet of God that had a miracle, a physical miracle that Prophet Muhammad did not have, is that Prophet Muhammad had supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to God, to split the moon. And now you're telling me, oh Imam, now you're talking about a superstitious thing. What do you mean split the moon? The moon is right there. How would the moon split? Actually, the moon was split. And we have NASA itself to be our witness in doing that. Infidels came to Prophet Muhammad and said, we challenge you. You know, if you do something for us and your God do it for us, then we believe in you. Like the infidels do all the time. And they ask for something that is really ridiculous. So what do you want? Split the moon for us. He said, that would take for you to believe? They said, yes. He came to Prophet Muhammad after Asr, you know, afternoon, and supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, split the moon. Before Maghrib, the people witnessed the moon being split so wide that an entire mountain of Uhud appeared in between. What would they say? Oh, you're a magician, you put a magic spell on our eyes to see it that way. So a wise man said, you know what, let's wait for people coming from other places that were not with us, so Muhammad could not put a spell on their eyes, and then we see what happens. And when the people came in, I said, yeah, that day on Asr, then we see the moon split, and then it was put back together. Now, we have historical witnesses, and it's narrated, and we have absolute perfect historical evidence that it happened. But then how would I know that these people made this up to just to praise their prophet, or how would we know? A, historical, other historical evidence from other countries that had the similar night. In Indian scripture, it's talking about that Indian king that actually seen the moon split because they share the same night with Arabia. And he asked his seers, what would that mean? They said, in our old scripture, that would be a sign of a coming of a great prophet. So he said, I have to go and visit him. He visited Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He accepted Islam and gave Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a gift of ginger that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam distributed to the companions. And then he went back sailing to his land. But how then we have the scientific evidence? SubhanAllah, in 1964, the first pictures that NASA took of the moon showed this sign of the moon being split with that schism, that rill, R-I-L-L-E, around the moon, all around. And they said that the samples that we took from that area matches the inner part of the moon, not the surface of the moon. That means that the moon was split and put back together. Now, Moses, peace be upon him, parted the Red Sea. Nobody's seen him alive today, but you can watch that trace, the evidence of the moon being split. Not with a picture that Mustafa Zaid took, but go to nasa.gov and search for moon rill, moon and then R-I-L-L-E, and you're going to see it there with your own eyes. And it's right there in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qamar, the moon, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The hour has come near and the moon was split.
This is amazing, you know, that God Almighty, the Creator, He didn't leave us without guidance. He loves us. And He sent messengers to guide us.
And the utmost sign of the mercy of God that He's given you that proof. I want us to imagine this. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us everything, everything that I have is given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for free. And He said, you know what? On your own, try to find what pleases me, what angers me. On your own, discover my straight path. You'll find it, fine, you'll win. You don't find it, I gave you everything anyway. What would you say? Can you say that too much? You could not say, boo, He gave you everything. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful and forgiving, gives you the proofs with the major prophets. He gave miracles to Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, and Moses peace be upon him, and Ibrahim peace be upon him, and David and Solomon peace be upon all of them to show you that this is the one who speaks for me. If you want my guidance, if you want my ultimate prize, He's the one to follow. And that's what a miracle is for. But with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracles would have to be eternal. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has these miracles.
We have those now.
Absolutely.
So tell us now, we know that we get to know the Creator by His beautiful, perfect names and attributes. He's the most loving, He's the most merciful. He's not a man or a woman. He's nothing in creation but the Creator of creation. And someone says, you know what, look, how can God be the Creator, Allah, loving and merciful, but why would He have a hellfire then? How would you answer this?
My answer to that is very simple. When did you ever ask yourself why there's an ocean? When did you ask yourself ever when you went out in the morning, how come the sun's scorching? How come there is a sun? You deal with it because it is what it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we look at science, the fastest thing in the universe, the absolute standard in the universe is the speed of light. Light can spin planet Earth 14 times before it's 1 second. Imagine how fast it is. Try to wrap your mind around it. 14 times around planet Earth in less than 1 second. The size of the universe that God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has created, light needs to travel from the beginning to the end 13.8 billion years with that unbelievable speed just to reach the other side. In that unbelievable subhanallah universe, and then when you look at our sun, and there's 100 million suns like it in our galaxy, and there's a trillion galaxies in that universe, and then for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create hellfire and create paradise, and you say, how come that happened? It's there. It's one of the things that happened, like the billion blazing helium infernos of stars all over the universe. It is what it is. And the best thing that anyone can do for you is to tell you how to avoid that sunburn, how not to drown in that ocean, how not to fall into hellfire. Follow the advice or fall in the pit of hellfire. That's your choice.
And it's simple. It's worship very easy. The creator, not his creator. Don't worship Jesus.
Yes. Worship what Jesus was worshiping.
Worship who Jesus worshiped.
Absolutely.
That's simple.
Absolutely.
That's simple. Don't worship the sun or the moon or anything that now was created, but the one who created everything. That's simple. Tell us, we have 30 seconds left.
Inshallah, we have way more miracles in the book that lies about Muhammad, inshallah, which I advise everyone to give to their kids, to non-Muslims that he want to talk about. But there's another miracle of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which fascinated me. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the hour, which is the process of the end of time, would not happen till Arabia, the land of the Arabs, would come back to be valleys and rivers. Subhanallah, for ages, it's a harsh, one of the harshest deserts. As a matter of fact, there's a part of Arabia called Ar-Rub' al-Khali, the empty quarter, that, you know, even animals cannot survive there. So how is it that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that it would not only come back to become valleys and rivers, but it was valleys and rivers? Satellite technology, they took pictures, and they look underneath the ground. There is a huge network of rivers indicating that at the Ice Age time, Saudi Arabia and today's the Arab Peninsula was nothing but valleys and lush green lands and rivers. So not only that happened, but also the changing in the weather and the melting of the ice caps and the rise of rivers, at one point it would be covered again with water. And if anyone who played in the sand, you know, if you have some water running in a river-like place and then it gets dry and then you pour water on it again, what happened? It would run again in the same way it was running before. How would Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know that? And we have the satellite picture in the book that proves it, 1,400 years ago.
Now, if people want to get your book, where can they get it?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, The Prophecies of Muhammad, inshallah.
Thank you very much.
Jazakallah khairan, Nadeem. Jazakallah khairan.
Thank you very much. And that was Imam Mustafa Zay. Get the book, The Prophecies of Prophet Muhammad, the last and final messenger sent to mankind. It'd be a shame if you didn't get to know this man. And this is how we increase in our iman, our faith, by looking at all the evidence, by dwelling into this ocean of knowledge. Islam is something that stimulates your mind and your heart. And all of this helps you to increase in love for your Creator. And that's what you want to do. You want to love your Creator by obeying Him, by doing all the wonderful things that He's told us to do, and staying away from all the things He's told us to stay away from. And following the best of mankind, the best of examples, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who called us to nothing but good. So get to know this man, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Get the book, and this will help to increase you in your iman. And then you can also share this with your colleagues, with your friends, with your neighbors, because it's incumbent on all of us to share the message of peace with the world, peace acquired by submission to the will of God, Islam. And we hope to see you next time. Give us a call, 1-800-662-ISLAM, if you have any questions. And remember, there's only one God. And the message has always been the same, to worship the Creator and not the creation. And He told us that now is the time to get it right, because the hellfire is real, paradise is real. So let's work hard to get to paradise and avoid the hellfire. We'll see you next time. Peace be unto you. This is the deep.